This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1993, Inflation Pontification, by Jeremy Jacobson of GoCurryCracker.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Inflation Pontification, by Jeremy Jacobson of GoCurryCracker.com. We live in interesting times. Prices are up, the market is down, life's necessities are often not available at any price, and even gasoline is at all-time highs if you ignore inflation. So it's no wonder that people are concerned. I've been asked the question numerous times, is early retirement doomed? Is this the start of another worst retirement ever? Let's explore. Inflation pontification. Prices are up. As reported by the BLS, inflation over the past 12 months is a whopping 8.3%. That's no joke. Households are feeling the squeeze, where income isn't keeping up with the cost of living. And for the privileged few who are able to live off their investment portfolio, it's a time of concern. Let's investigate this topic for this latter group. The 4% rule and inflation. The 4% rule is a helpful guide. Simply stated, if you spend 4% of your starting portfolio value each year, inflation adjusted, your portfolio should last 30 years at least, 96% guaranteed. The 4% rule is built from the worst economic timeframes in history, else it would be the 5% rule. It survived the crash of 1929, World War I, World War II, and the big crashes of 2000 and 2008. It only fails that irritating 4% of the time when the really hits the fan, when truly bad things happen early on, such as sustained high inflation, which sounds bad. Is that the situation we're in today? Well, according to a bunch of economists at Fannie Mae and Market Expectations, quote, inflation is expected to remain elevated, averaging 5.5% in Q4 of 2022. The Fed's preferred inflation measure, the core PCE deflator, is forecast to be 4.3% by the end of the year, before slowing to 2.8% by the end of 2023 as economic activity also slows, end quote. Of course, nobody knows for sure. The CBO and I were wrong less than a year ago. But here's what I think. Deep thoughts. By and large, the inflation we're experiencing at present is due to supply shock. The entire world economy shut down due to COVID-19, and it's trying to turn on again, much like an ancient fluorescent tube. It'll turn on eventually, but it's going to flicker for a while. This is especially noticeable in anything that uses semiconductors, also known as everything, such as cars. Add in a bit of war in Ukraine, crude oil and wheat, another hard lockdown in China, every product made, backlogged ports, etc., and the problem persists, spreads, and cascades. Every time it looks like one sector is getting back to normal, another stumbles. Why is this important? Because it's very different from the inflation drivers of the 70s that caused prices to triple from 1965 to 1982. This is something that can be solved with the right incentives. The best answer to high prices is high prices. The profit motive will do the rest. there's a lot of money to be made getting supply chains running smoothly, which is why I find projections for sub 3% inflation by the end of 2023 to be credible. Actions taken and considered. All that said, several steps we have taken in life do increase our inflation resiliency. First and foremost, we continue to spend less than 4%. A 3% withdrawal rate has a 100% historical success rate versus 4%'s 96% success rate. Second, we fixed our housing costs. By buying a house, we've set a significant percentage of our total spending to zero. Third, we've made efforts to reduce exposure to oil. We ride an e-bike daily and use an electric car for longer trips. Filling the tank on our car costs $0 at the public charging stations or about $6 at home, whereas a gallon of gasoline is $6 plus in our part of California. We also added solar panels to our rooftop. For the past 4 months, we've generated more power than we've used, and we've been paid full retail prices for that surplus, which will probably be used for our AC in July and August. None of these three actions were taken specifically to address inflation, but fixed costs and low cash flow has been a nice secondary effect. Directly because of inflation, I also chose to take on debt. Holding debt at a rate much lower than inflation is free money. As such, I added a mortgage to the house, 2.75% 30-year fixed, and I got a loan for the electronic vehicle purchase, 2.74% 6-year fixed. I'll pay those off as slowly as possible. I'm also exploring some 0% credit card offers, and I have a HELOC application in process, 4% rate at present. Because high inflation is terrible for bonds and cash, we have nearly eliminated these from our portfolio. As interest rates rise, bond prices will fall, and the purchasing power of cash will just wither away. By contrast, companies that can raise their prices to offset increased supply and labor costs will continue to flourish, such as the S&P 500. Lastly, we do make a little bit of income off of this website, and I enjoy thinking and writing about all of this stuff. But I wouldn't be opposed to taking on some other projects for additional income if things got really bad. Additional work is usually an option for people with in-demand skills. It might even be fun to learn to drive a forklift, and Costco is hiring. Summary. Prices are up. Price expectations are up. The market is down. That's a bummer for people living off a portfolio. It probably isn't as bad as 1965. The profit motives should help supply chains get back to normal ASAP, but it doesn't hurt to pay extra attention. I'm not concerned, though. As early retirees, we took some steps that increased our inflation resiliency, such as fixing housing and energy costs, taking on debt at rates lower than inflation, and reducing exposure to bonds and cash. Earning additional income is also a good option. You just listened to the post titled Inflation Pontification by Jeremy Jacobson of GoCurryCracker.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. for your extended 30-day free trial.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free Bright Side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Everyone is talking about inflation these days, and for good reason. We're all feeling it, for me in particular, at the grocery store and the gas pump. While we have no control over the larger inflation rate, I want to reiterate here that we do have control over our personal rate of inflation. And the best way we can exercise that control is being flexible and smart about our options. Here's an example. I only ever buy meat at the grocery store that's less than $3 a pound, and I've done this for years. Even with high inflation, I'm still finding meat on sale for less than $3 a pound. It's just more likely to be pork than beef. So I'm eating more pork these days. Here's another example. I took a trip with a friend where I would normally fly, but flights would have been $500 each. So instead, we opted to take a 9-hour drive. Even with the gas prices as high as they are, we paid less than $200 in gas. We can't control inflation, but we can control how we respond to it. If in general, we maintain a sufficient gap between our income and expenses, it becomes much more manageable to deal with rising prices. Perhaps this is a season where we're not able to save as much as we usually do, but that's okay. This is why we've created financial bandwidth for ourselves, so that inflation becomes an inconvenience versus a catastrophe. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.